We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
Swinging a high fly into deep left center field. It is way back. It is off the top of the wall. A triple and a throwing error. What a start for the Red Sox. It's 1-0. Swinging a high fly into left center field. It's way back. And it is going to get off the wall. JD will score. RBI double. And it's 2-0 Red Sox. Curveball high and deep into right center field. Back toward the bullpen. Florial will have room. This is plenty deep enough. It's a sack fly for Devers. And it's 3-0 Red Sox. Swinging a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. Cordero's got a huge arm. They're going to wave Florial. Franchi's throw is not in time. A head first slide for Florial. The Yankees have their first run. It's 3-1. Swinging a high fly into deep left center field. Verdugo back onto the track. Alex is at the wall and he can't get it. It's off the wall and it's going to tie the game. Slider looped down the right field line. This one's trouble. Back Chavis in Cordero. It has happened again. A seeing eye blooper and the Yankees lead 4-3. Swing and a miss. He struck him out and the ball game is over. Yankees win it 4-3.
Oh, Spaz, I love you, man. I love you. Tune in every Wednesday at 2:30 as Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins OMF from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. That's this hour's sponsor at your New England Ford dealers. Alex Cora may be taking a little heat this morning. A little bit here on the Tangway and Hart program. By the way, that's the theme from Bosch that was playing under the highlights and the lowlights.
Huh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Andy's like, you're such an idiot. Andy, what's going on, bud?
Should we do a full segment on it?
No, that one's going in the trash. No, we're not reliving that nightmare. Andy, do you watch Bosch? No. I thought you did. But anyways, so we got a lot to do today, all right? And Andy's got some good stuff with the Cold Hard Truth. It's always a fun segment.
That's coming up.
What's that?
Cold Hard Truth.
I know, it's your name. Don't worry about it. People
Make
get
sure
the
my
idea.
Name, yeah.
Okay. Well, Tangway and Hart. Should be Hart and Tangway, but whatever. We can move on to the Cold Hard Truth.
Get over it, my friend. Anyways, so we're going to do Cold Hard Truth later on. Red Sox last night with a disappointing and uncharacteristic loss. We're going to kick off on that. But Andy is really on the Tom Brady hate train. Going to do that coming up a little bit later on in the show and have people jump on that. I know you were big on OMF about that. Brady shooting his mouth off, and that's really pissing a lot of people off.
You mean the greatest fraud in the history of professional sports?
Yes, and we'll get to that. There you go. Exactly, Andy. And maybe, if we have time, we'll touch on the Bradley Beal thing to Boston.
Why is it suddenly Brad, too? How come everybody just calls him Brad now?
Brad
Every
Beal?
Report I read, if Brad Beal does one out, the Celtics are a great landing spot. Brad Beal with his buddy, is it Jay Tatum? Is Brad Beal and Jay Tatum, are they going to team up in Boston?
It's A. Hart and G. Tang.
Yeah, like what are we doing?
Brad Beal sounds like such a nerd.
Yeah,
Brad Beal sounds like that guy in high school you just hated.
Isn't Bradley the nerdier part?
Bradley kind of sounds sophisticated.
Bradley Cooper.
Though. Exactly.
Like, I knew you were going to make that title.
Well, of course, it's a Hollywood thing. So we'll try to get to that as well.
Hunt Renfro? Let's just start shortening names all across the board.
Hunt Renfro. So last night's game with the Red Sox.
Are you angry?
I'm not angry, but I have some
questions.
It's I'm really neither because I've told you since, and by the way, 617-779-7937. And in case you missed the game and you're just getting up and you're recapping, you know, the Sox had a 3-0 lead.
Red Sox lose.
Yeah, and it was Ottavino, Mr. Earthing. See, I thought you were going to give me crap on Ottavino.
It works well.
Yeah, Ottavino, who maybe didn't earth enough, which is walking around barefoot on the grass before the game.
Also got a lot of reports that you did a disservice to Earthing. You didn't properly sell it.
Boy, the people who are... Now, again, Earthing is Ottavino about 3 hours before the game, goes out on the field, and he sits on the grass, and he puts his hands on the grass, and he walks barefoot, and he gets kinetic energy from the earth.
So why wouldn't you do it naked? If your feet and your hands do it, wouldn't there be more entry points if you rolled around naked in the grass?
You know, when you say entry points and naked, that really makes me nervous.
I'm just saying.
But...
if you really invested, do it naked.
I don't think you can do that at Fenway Park.
If you're a player?
I don't think you can roll around naked.
If you could convince ownership...
the gates are closed.
...that we would have beaten the Yankees last night had I rolled around nude in the grass instead of just walking around with my hands and feet.
If you're Nathan Eovaldi, you might be able to get away with it right now, who pitched great last night. So it's too bad that his efforts just kind of went kaboom. But Ottavino, who has pitched great this year, coughed it up in the eighth inning as the Yankees scored 4 runs. Kike Hernandez, another guy who's been clutch this year, struck out with the tying and winning runs on. And the Red Sox lost, and I don't get mad with this team, Andy, because as I've told you, to me it's gravy. And I think we agree on that.
It's already gravy? Oh, no, I've moved on past gravy.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. No. Now there's expectation.
Yeah, but for me,
expectations? You haven't moved from, oh, they're better than I thought they were. Huh, they're in first place. Oh, they're still in first place. Oh, they're a good baseball team, to, okay, now I need you to go on a run. Now I need you to make the playoffs, to advance in the playoffs. I'm not saying they have to win the World Series, that they've reset it, but they're a contender, correct?
They are very much a contender, but I'm not angry with them. See, that's, I'm not, I know, it's weird.
What are you doing?
You're
Mr. Animosity. And
I know. Maybe I've been earthing too much.
Yeah, too much earthing.
You know, if I get arrested by the Sudbury PD, it's because I've been rolling around naked in my front yard.
Is that wrong?
Because Andy Hart said it was okay.
Right.
Excuse me, officer.
Entry points.
Mr. Tangway, the neighbors are complaining. And your children have called, and they want a wellness check. Andy Hart said I can roll around naked on the grass in
my yard. If earthing's a real thing, then you should be able to do it in the privacy of your own grass.
But I'm still not there yet because I like him so damn much. But what happens is in a game like last night, right, which if you're logical about it, you go, it's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Ottavino's not going to pitch great the whole year. They're going to cough up some games late. And Yankees have had some come-from-behind wins, too. I didn't realize it. But, you know, not only have the Red Sox been pretty good in comfort behind wins, the Yankees have as well. So, but then I sit there and I go, are they as good as I thought they were? This is where the doubt creeps in. Whereas if they had done it before, you just go, oh, okay, no big deal. It's a blip on the radar. But now I go, is this when it falls apart? The Yankees are 8 games back. And this is how stupid I am. I looked at the standings and I'm MLB.com now. And this is the problem with me and phones
oh, boy. Technology.
And technology. Or just, there's too many columns. I went, oh, my God, the Yankees are 4.5 back. Where have I been? Oh, sorry, that's the wild card.
Jesus.
I got confused. And then.
Easily.
But then I go 8 games back. Okay, now they're tied with Tampa.
Yep.
Right? Tampa's made a move to get Cruz. They made a move to get it. Will the Red Sox make a move? We'll talk about that in a minute. But then I go, are they going to have enough in the tank? Because let's face it, all of these guys are having career years. With the exception of Bogarts and Devers,
okay,
right? I mean, Eovaldi, he's healthy, he's pitching great. We're like, wow, you know, Ottavino, the Yankees gave up on him. Okay, great, he's pitching great. A lot of these guys are having career years, and can they maintain it? And that's what enters into my mind with the game last night. I don't get pissed, which is odd because, like, if the Patriots start Cam Newton week 1, I am going to be absolutely pissed off.
Well, that's where you get into the baseball, you know, 162
I guess maybe
marathon.
That's it.
Like, you can't go overboard, especially when they're coming from behind. They're stealing games.
So
late.
Where are you? So you're with the expectation, like, okay, guys, now I'm buying in. Don't piss me off. That's
yeah.
where you're at.
I mean, don't start stringing these together. But like you mentioned Eovaldi or Ottavino, and you know maybe they're playing a little bit above their heads, that they're having career years, like. Well, that's how teams win. That's generally how teams win.
That's true.
Right? Especially relievers.
Well, yeah.
Relievers year to year, career year to, you know, he stinks the next year. And
right.
if you get the career year with your good starting pitching, all of a sudden you've put together a bullpen, a team. That's kind of how it works.
Well, relievers do work that way unless you're like a Hall of Fame closer.
Right.
I would agree with you.
Right.
You're right.
So, but I'm not going to jump off the bandwagon that you know, I was a little slower to get on. I thought they were a nice story. They're overachieving. And then somewhere along the way, and maybe I bought into the manager at the various points where he was saying, yeah, we're not a plucky little team. We're a good base. We're going to be in this for the long run. We're a really good team. Remember the loss in Tampa? They had that ugly loss,
yeah.
And he said, we're a really good baseball
team.
And
then
we're going to be in this.
They lost like 5 or 7. They struggled a little bit. Yeah, or any All-Star
so
break. Yeah.
I bought in. I believe they're a really good baseball team. I believe they're a good baseball team that's in this for the long run. I believe there's still the opportunity, obviously, to be a better baseball team in the next 6 days with the trade deadline approaching. I mean, are you freaking out like Ottavino stinks? You got to get a reliever.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. Not at all. See, I'm not freaking out.
Yeah, you're laissez-faire. Don't care.
Well, no.
Andy, freak out a little bit. Where is the Gary Tangway that I've known and loved on Sunday mornings and in the old days on television at 6 o'clock at night?
We're going to get there at 10 o'clock. How's that?
Oh, okay.
You and I are going to have a good chat on Brady.
Well, I like them. They're likable, so they can do no wrong.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, what is going on? Crisis? Late life crisis? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I've been rolling around naked in my backyard, in my front yard. Because it's more with an anger. With the Red Sox, it's not so much an anger, Andy. It's Spaz, we need some fairy dust sound effects. It's more of a wonder. It's more of a wonder. Like, I wonder. Like, I sit there with this team and I go... And it's more of a wonder, like, can they really pull this off? Can they really do this? And you're right about relievers. You're spot on that if you look at the history of the Red Sox and their World Series runs, their relievers all had career years, whether you could go back to Timlin, you go down the line.
Right.
So, and maybe this is a year because the bullpen they've been studs. I mean, forget studs. And then, as far as I'm concerned, Alex Cora is manager of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He is manager of the year. I don't care that he cheated. I think everybody cheats in sports. He got caught. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I think he's manager of the year. I think he's the most valuable player on that team. I think he has saved their ass. And I think you could give him the key to the city. Because, think about the thing that Cora has done, though. And I'm going to second guess him in a minute, or at least raise it. Think about what Cora has done. Okay, he won a World Series here. Thank you, Spaz. And then he's won a World Series hit. Then he went in the tank.
Yep.
Right? Then he gets suspended. Okay. You're gone. You're shoeless Joe Jackson. You're out.
Could be the most interesting four-season stretch in the history of any manager, any sport, any coach, probably.
He comes back.
And boom.
And boom.
We need the music again.
But seriously, though, right? So, like, and he's doing it with, again, aside from Bogaerts and Devers and J.D. Martinez, but with a lot of it's a surprise.
It's a surprise on the whole. He's back.
Thank you, Spaz. That makes me feel good. I'm all tingly inside now. These are the things that are going through my head last night, as I'm watching the game and I see the end of the game. And I'm not pissed off about it. Now, the other thing is...
Go ahead. I'm going to ask a question that I think could be leading to some of your lack of fiery, responsive anger.
Maybe.
Do you think they can win it all?
Probably not.
See, and I think that's part of it. I think people that are enjoying the overachievement but don't really think they're good enough to win it all, you're not going to get fiery. You're not invested in, oh, my God, they could actually do this.
You look at Houston, you look at some of the other teams.
I think other people have now decided... Why the hell not? Why the hell can't they win this? And if you think they can, I think the warts and the mistakes matter more to you.
Probably.
Because in the end...
Do you think they can win it all?
Yes. 100%. Do I think they will? No. Do I think they can? Yes. Would I like to see them improve in the next 6 days? Yes. I'm not on the... I had a debate with Glenn a couple weeks ago about Duran coming up and, like, can you learn enough about Duran to say he's a midseason addition? You alter your trade deadline perspective by just bringing him up. That's not fair to him. Whatever he does in this 2-week stretch, 10-day stretch to anoint him or you're not good enough, we need to go make a move, or wow, you're really good, we don't need to make, that's not fair to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they have the opportunity to get better right now. I think they will. I think they will make moves. Now, I think they're going to be minor moves, more like, middle relievers and, a bat off the bench.
Or a first baseman.
But that's not a minor move to me. If you go get Rizzo, that's been the popular one.
Lou has actually been on spot. Was Lou on with you guys?
No.
He was on. You were in for him?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lou has been big on not getting Rizzo. You know, but there are some other guys that like, if you follow Lou on Twitter, he comes up with some names and stuff. So he still feels that they can address that position because, I, you know, Bobby Dalbec's not the guy.
No,
and Arroyo's been hurt, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, until Arroyo gets back, if you have to put Chavis there, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, you know, the first base position is going to make them or break them in the World Series?
If Chavis is playing in the World Series?
No, if Arroyo comes back and he's healthy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you never know.
I really don't think so.
In games like that.
You know, to me, it's like, does the bullpen all of a sudden run out of gas?
Sure.
That's the big thing.
Sure.
You know, I mean, does that happen?
So you want Kimbrel.
I would be more interested in that than, like, if I had a choice, do you want Kimbrel or a first baseman? I'll go with Kimbrel. And from what I understand, the guys in the pen would be okay with him coming in to close. Like Barnes, from what I've read, Barnes would be okay. All right, let him close.
Well, a lot of people tied that into him getting his extension. Like, yeah,
I know. Right, what I'm right. He got the money.
I know my role. I know where I'm gonna be. I know my salary. Nothing's changing.
Does it really matter now? I mean, like, if Kimbrel comes in, right, and you have a chance to win the World Series, and he's pitching lights out, if you pitch the 6th, 7th, or 8th inning or 9th inning, I mean.
Oh, we're going back to the old Theo.
No, I mean, from a
most important out of the game could be the, you know, last out of the 6th inning.
Well,
high leverage.
No, I'm not smart.
Closer
enough.
By committee.
I'm not smart enough for that. But if Barnes
wasn't either.
But if Barnes was cooking, you know, if you're Kimbrel, do you really need to be the closer? I mean, Alex Cora is the kind of manager that could massage that situation.
That I agree with.
That he could come in and say, "Look, dude, the starters are going 5 innings." Everybody gets to pitch.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Or like, the starters are part of the bullpen.
Whatever.
We've seen
that in these playoff runs in World Series. Because Eovaldi came out of the pen. And that's
right.
So, like, I don't know if Kimbrel comes in and has to close. I don't know if that's his makeup. I don't know if because they all got time to pitch. I mean, if you're with the Red Sox in the bullpen, you're ecstatic because in Major League Baseball, period, you know you're going to pitch, like, every second day.
I think your best point in that is the Cora thing. I would have the ultimate faith that whatever he does with Barnes and Ottavino and Kimbrel, it will work in the sense that, I don't know if it'll executional work, but they'll be okay
mentally,
with it.
Mentally.
Because
they'll be fine with it.
I mean, we've seen enough of that, even in their failings after winning the World Series, when we all ripped them for spring training pitcher usage and the cocky, well, it worked last year, and the way they handled it, the players were all in with him. Like, they were following their leader. It didn't work. They followed their leader to failure. And I think they would ultimately follow their leader because he just, that's the magic of him. I don't know exactly how he does it, but that's the magic.
617-779-7937. Again, the Sox cough it up last night, uncharacteristically so. I fully expected Kike Hernandez to get a hit last night when he struck out.
Yeah. Well, you know? But see, he's been so good.
So hot. Well, that's
shouldn't
the
you
thing.
Expect him at some point to not be? He's not Mike Trout. He's not like
I know.
Derek Jeter, but, Hall of Fame clutch.
But there's a perfect,
he is who he is.
There's a perfect example of guys having a career year.
Sure.
You know, will you
and
sit,
does it matter? What game was this? So there.
Oh, I know. You're right. I know.
It's the 99th game. Oh, my God. The season is over because Hernandez didn't come through in the clutch. It's all done.
It doesn't. But I was like.
He's been like our player of the game. Like
100 times. He's great. He's awesome.
How about you get off his back?
No, I'm just saying. I was surprised. Look, I'm not upset. You're upset. I'm not upset
because to me it's baseball. It's baseball, right? And you just say it's game 99. Right. You play game 100.
Yeah, today
you win.
They go if they right. play. I don't know with the rain, but tonight they go out if they win 10-1, everything's fine. That's the thing about this Red Sox team.
Because where are they? Tell me where they are again.
Oh, they're tied for first with Tampa.
Yeah.
So fine. No question. But this is like, we always used to joke about this. This is the game that turned the season around. You know, how many times do we hear that? Like, the one thing I laugh about, and I've seen it in the paper, what was it? It was the anniversary of Jason Veritek and Alex Rodriguez and their tete-a-tete. I think, you know, when Veritek knocked Veritek's glove. That didn't turn the season around. That did not. If you go back and look, that everybody points to that as, like, the pivotal moment. If you go and you look... It's legend. That particular day, they didn't go and win 10 in a row. It's after they traded, they made some deals.
But you could argue the fire or the rivalry, the
it's
animosity.
It's a good story.
Well, it's the same thing with Brian Cox's hit against the Colts.
Of course.
It was the most overrated hit in the history of football.
It was game 2.
It was absolutely useless. It wasn't game 2. It was like game 4.
It was game 4.
And it meant nothing.
Well, you know what?
It meant nothing.
You know who should get the award for the Brian Cox hit? The audio guy in the truck. Because you heard it.
Right. Right. But we just we that's what we do in sports.
Of course,
we overblow or we in revisionist style go back and push put a point, a bullet point, right? Oh, this is when everything changed.
Right.
Well, why don't you tell me that A at the time?
Yeah, it didn't.
Did anybody tell me at the time that that Brian Cox hit Patriots are winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, if you do that, I think you're great. I'll think you're the greatest thing ever.
Go to Vegas.
Yeah, but all otherwise. Right. So last night, you, in your mind, last night, the Red Sox are no longer a World Series contender.
No, I didn't say
that. That's what it feels like.
No,
you have no faith in them. They're a nice little story. Why don't you steal Ordway's term? They're a nice little team, a cute little team.
No,
years out of guys that aren't that good.
I will say this.
And they're not going to win the World Series. They won't win the World Series.
I think they probably won't win the World Series.
Why do you have to pussyfoot through it? Big voice, little take, Tango. Let's go. Where's the Gramps that used to say something?
You got to put the hair in there. I have good hair.
Okay, good hair, big voice, little take, Tangway.
I'll get pissed off when we talk Brady.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I'm not really pissed off, but
let's go to Brian. Brian is in Dartmouth on the Sox. Brian, where are you on last night's game?
Oh, it's awful. But the only reason, and I don't blame Ottavino, I blame Cordero in right field. You had two bloopers that he could have pulled a Tom Brunet.
Man, one of them was tough, though. I know. Are you talking about the one where Cordero's coming in and it's not the
who's. There were two of them.
Yeah, there were two of them. I don't know, Brian. You're hard, man. I don't know if those were catchable. At least one of those I don't think was catchable.
Listen, you got to make an effort. It was a ground rule double anyway, I believe, right? Bounced.
Well, one of them was a ground rule double, and the other run scored.
Yeah, but you got to make some sort of effort. You got to get dirty.
See, Brian, listen, Andy, Brian is a legit Red Sox fan.
Yes.
I think he's being a little unreasonable.
But he's invested. But unlike you, apparently, who's just laissez-faire, I don't care.
I've been invested since 84, and my heart gets broken, but obviously there were some good years later on.
So, Brian, you believe? I mean, do you believe they'll win the World Series?
This year, I said it from probably around May. Yeah, I think they're going to win it.
Good man, Brian.
See, he's invested.
He's in. That's the Red Sox. The true Red Sox fans are coming out.
Why shouldn't they?
Red Sox fans are coming. They should. Oh, of course they should.
If you want to be, you have your negative takes on certain things. You're kind of pussyfooting through them. You're not really saying them very loudly.
I'm being authentic.
Okay.
As I'm watching the game last night, this is the stuff that's going through my head.
Is it inauthentic to say, boy, Tanner Houck looked good the other night? Is it inauthentic to say, hey, Chris Sale's coming? Is it inauthentic to say, you're in first place and you're adding to your roster from within? Forget what Chaim Bloom does in a couple days. Is it inauthentic to say those things?
No.
I think it's quite authentic.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So why does Brian and everybody else? They're not.
Listen,
this isn't like pie in the sky 20 years ago. You're in first place on July 25th.
Right.
You potentially could be getting an ace off Tommy John surgery. You potentially could be adding an elite young arm to the rotation. And you...
In Houck, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already added. I'm just saying he could...
Well, yeah, it depends on what happens with E-Rod and the headaches and all that stuff.
Sure.
Right.
It is negative.
It is not...
I bring up two positives. You've got to balance it out with, you got headaches and E-Rod, he stinks. Oh,
Spaz, is he more annoying than usual this morning?
No, I absolutely love his take on this.
Somebody on this show is going to have a take, right? Because we got Takeless and Hart here. Takeless and Hart every Sunday morning, 9 to 12. Are we on till 12 or 1?
We're on to 12, 10 a.m.
Oh, nice. Let's go. You'll make it. Even with your lax takes, you'll make it through the show.
No, I mean, I'm sitting here as I'm looking at this Red Sox team, and I go, it is not out of the question that they could win the World Series. But if I have to say yes or no, if you're making me say yes or no, I'm going to say no. Because I think they're going to get into the playoffs, and I think they'll run into a better team. Now,
does that include Sale?
They could even get in the World Series and possibly lose to a better team. Yes, that includes Sale, but he's still a question mark, Andy. We don't know how many innings he can pitch. You know, they keep delaying him, which is fine with me. Fine. I mean, Cora the other day, I was like, a couple star, you know, more rehab. He was joking around with the press. Fine with me. I mean, I don't care if the guy pitches until September. Bring him back in September.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. And maybe they'll do that if they keep winning. It's not crazy to think that the Red Sox will win the World Series. If you make me say yes or no, I'm going to say no.
Well, obviously, that's like, you know, am I going to take the field? There's other teams out there,
Astros,
that's
all,
whatever.
But because what they're doing is they're contending on the way to rebuilding. And we know that Chaim Bloom, coming up on the 30th on the trade deadline, he's not going to trade the future. He's not.
I agree.
And that everybody agrees with that.
But I don't think he has to.
He does
even
not.
Even for a big name, he doesn't have to.
Well, even if you did, like, say, even if you traded for a big name, right, if the bullpen, if some of the guys come down to earth in the bullpen, that's not going to help it. I mean, like, one guy is not going to save this team from collapsing.
No.
Not one trade is not going to. But it could.
It could augment what you have.
But if this team continues to play well, it could put them over the top.
Or even if somebody falters. If one of the arms in the bullpen falls apart, right, and you add Kimbrel, that absolutely could cover up for that.
I think that, you know, one of the things we haven't had this year is second-guessing Alex Cora. We're going to do that coming up.
Ooh.
That means baseball's back when you start second-guessing the manager.
And that was predicted by who? Rob Bradford, talk of the town, Boston Red Sox.
At Bradford last night, stellar job with Will Fleming on the call. All right, let's do some trending right here on
WEEI. Red Sox opening segment.
Hit it, Spaz.
Letting them program for you.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending is brought to you by the Ocean Edge Resort. Spacious rooms and villas with the amenities of home. They're calling your name. Get away this summer. You've earned at OceanEdge.com. So we said the Red Sox lost last night 4-3. They're tied with Tampa now. It was a 4-run eighth inning that did them in. Sox will go back at it today. Perez is going to be on the hill. 1:10 first pitch on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 12:10 pregame right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Trade deadline for baseball coming up on July 30th. Spaz, you got an update? I can't multitask on the hoop game.
The best I know is we're winning, and it's in the third, but I don't have the score. Wait, is there a third in baseball and basketball?
Oh, Jesus.
What would that be, third period, Gary?
That would be the third quarter.
Third quarter.
Period.
It's in the third, and we're winning over France, but I don't have the score in front
of me. And Fournier's lighting it up as well, from what I understand.
Yeah, he had like 10 points early.
Yeah, I don't want the Celtics to sign him, though. It doesn't matter. So we will have an update on Team USA and France at the Olympics. The Boston Renegades won the third straight Women's Football Alliance championship. Go Renegades. That's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're right back to it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
This just an update from the Olympics. The United States was in the lead. Got something in your throat, Andy? The United States was in the lead at halftime over France, but now with 10 minutes to go in the fourth, France is leading Team USA 62-56 in Olympic hoops. Now, before you
outscored 25-11 in the third quarter. That's not good.
Oh, no, but
you score 11 points in a quarter in any level of basketball, that's bad.
Here's my point with the Olympics. Ooh. If I'm the NBA player.
Takeless Tangway has a take on the NBA.
I don't want NBA players to play in the Olympics.
Why?
I said, whatever. You know, Bird and Magic, everybody knows the best players in the world.
France has NBA players.
Yeah, I know. Which, to your point, Yabusele, Batum, Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier has 22. Don't want the Celtics to sign him, by the way. By the way, trade talks with Bradley Beal may want to come to Boston. We told you about that at the beginning of the show. We're going to talk about that later on. We said Evan Fournier with 22. So now
Jason Tatum with 9, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, Durant has 9. Damian Lillard has 9.
Yeah. Bam Adebayo is the leading scorer for the U.S. with 12.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're not going to go and you're not going to play to win and you're not going to go over and destroy people, like, why bother? Like, as a Celtic fan, I think it's stupid that Jason Tatum is playing.
You don't think they're playing to win?
I don't know. Are they? Are they?
Just because they don't win doesn't mean they aren't playing to win.
I mean, there's no way that Damian Lillard and
Popovich
Kevin Durant
said he's been thinking
and Jason
about this
Tatum,
for a year.
They and Chris Middleton should lose to Yabusele, Batum, Gobert, and Fournier. There's no way they should lose to them. No way.
Agreed. but I think they're trying. You're giving them an out. Oh, you weren't really trying.
I don't know if they're
focused. Why would you go halfway around the world to not try?
Because they're NBA players and they're elitists and they think they're great no matter what they do. And all that matters to guys like Jason Tatum is whether you make the All-NBA team or not. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I mean, that's all that matters to them.
I agree.
That's all that matters. So, yes,
but
I don't know.
This is going to be a black eye for them. They go there thinking they can become like the next in line of the LeBrons and the Kobes and the Jordan. They all won titles, Olympics,
yes.
Gold medals. Well, you can also be a black eye. You can also be an embarrassment, Popovich, and your team right now. And a side note, the NBA Finals guys are playing. Middleton,
yes, they are.
So they're utilizing a full roster. You can argue, because they've been there less than 24 hours, I think, those guys. But you can argue whether they should be playing, but they do have a full roster. They are playing, whether they're jet-lagged or not. They certainly look jet-lagged in the third quarter, but 62-56, the U.S. is trailing France.
Oh, we'll get to that. Now I'm torn. See, I said we were going to second-guess Alex Cora.
And I need you to second-guess him.
All right, we're going
to
do that. And coming up later, we'll get into Bradley Beal. Celtics are one of four teams that are on his list to be traded to. So we're certainly going to talk about that.
So we're
going to
trade
Red Sox
Tatum
baseball.
For Beal?
No,
that's not how that works.
No, that's not how it's going to work.
My guy JB. No. Damn it.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to work. So last night I'm watching a game, and when it comes to watching a Red Sox game, I'm not very good at this. This is the Tangway just full. I don't know what this hour is for me. But there are some guys that watch baseball. If I can watch a baseball game with like Bradford, I mean, he can pick it apart. Like I'm just, I don't sit there and I don't pick it apart.
Or Lou.
Or Lou, for
Lou
God's
can
sakes.
Pick apart a pitch
Anything.
By pitch.
I know. It's kind of annoying, but he's very good at it.
No, it's not annoying. It's great.
Yeah,
it's like seeing, you know, the 10,000 hours you become an expert at something. It's seeing
correct.
An expert.
Yeah,
it's
nobody
seeing
breaks down
an artist.
Nobody breaks down a baseball game better than Lou. There's no doubt about it. 2-6 OMF right here on WEI. So, you know, so Josh Taylor last night, who's left-handed, comes in after the game's already blown. Now, Adam Ottavino had retired 19 of 20 hitters. So he had been on a roll. He had been the guy to bring in that role.
Mm.
But lefties are hitting like 300 against the guy.
Okay.
So it's interesting. When you hear the Red Sox telecast, you don't really hear that a lot. I mean, I think I heard it once, but I watched some highlights this morning on MLB.com, and I listened to the Yankees and Michael Kay, and they're all over it. What are you doing with Ottavino pitching against these lefties? What's going
Yankee.
On? Right?
Former Yankee, who they have
yeah,
knowledge of.
Yeah, so because, I mean, really, the fact Ottavino does not pitch well against lefties. So, two key left-handed at-bats, the result of the loss last night. So, does Alex Cora in the way this team, do you give him the benefit of the doubt because that's the way it had worked up to that point? Or do we second-guess him and said, why don't you use the lefty Taylor, who's pitched very well against lefties, and use him in that situation, then bring in Ottavino?
I give him the benefit of the doubt. I do. I mean, Ottavino has been really good for them, right? He's his guy or one of his guys out there, certainly. And we talked about that earlier, that trust that they have in him, the trust that he has in them. And I know you can always find these numbers things, especially, you know, hindsight.
Oh, in baseball, sure.
When you go back and, sure. You should have done this, lefty. I also wonder, would this have been different in the old days under the old rules where it was more minutia, the Tony La Russa of the game?
Oh, right.
Is this a modern day?
I don't know, because, I mean, to me it was simple as this. You bring in... I wonder, because of what you said, see, this is the reasonable Gary Tangway here. At 10 o'clock, he gets unreasonable.
Good,
but
thank
the
God.
Reasonable Gary Tangway
sucks.
Is, you know, did it even enter Cora's mind?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that this is the way he's done it. I've gone with Ottavino. He's been my guy. He's been money throughout this.
Yeah.
He's done it. Does he even think about bringing in Taylor instead of Ottavino?
I would think so. I mean, I think... Isn't that what bench coaches
right?
are for? And you
and
at least have discussions. And that's fine. I hope he quickly dismissed it. He's decisive. He's the lead. Nope,
right.
This is what we do. This is what I've done. This is how we've gotten to the top of the standings. I'm going to keep doing it. And I would also, as we talked about, this is a one-off. Could this alter what he does tonight?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's why he's manager of the year.
Agreed. I think when you start changing those types of things night to night, game to game, I think that's where you get in trouble.
And you know who recognizes that?
Cora.
When you do that?
Oh.
The players.
Yes.
And that's why he's manager of the year. So, again, it's great because the Red Sox games matter, and you can sit there and you can second guess moves. Alex Cora has done this before with pitchers. We have seen this in the past where he is stuck with guys. We've seen it with hitters. He's stuck with certain hitters because I'm going to stick with this guy. I'm going to have confidence in it. He's done it with days off. Boy, they could really use Bogarts tonight. Nope, he has a day off. That's it. That's what we're doing. All right?
Yep.
That's why these guys love him.
And I think over the course of 162, that love, loyalty, respect wins you games. Wins you more games than loses you games.
Well, that's why this
You can argue they lost last night because of this, if you want to.
Right. Should Taylor
should have gone lefty.
Should you have gone lefty 617-779-7937? I mean, I don't know. Do people feel that way? Or do you sit there and you go, in Alex, we trust right now? Has he reached? I mean, he's not Belichick, obviously, but in Alex, you trust.
Oh, and I think for the a significant portion, it's in, and for good reason, right? Like we've seen.
Right.
The results are what they are on the field for this team this year. I don't think you, I also just think it's a different time. Like in the old days,
in my day,
we would talk about this for 2 hours, and it's Red Sox, Yankees, and it's a questionable decision by the bullpen and the manager and the lefty. Up. I just don't think that's where, because the Yankees aren't respectable enough right now. There isn't the respect that they, do you think there's anybody that thinks the Yankees are going to pass the Red Sox?
No.
No chance. And they're eight games back?
Well, if you look at the wild card thing like
it's
I did.
It's not how you look at it.
Yeah.
It's not how any of this works.
No, they're eight games back. And in the past, though, Andy, in the past you would go, yeah, they're eight games back. You know, and if it's a Yankee team that we fear, maybe they make a run. You know, what happens if the Yankees get within five? Are they getting four? I don't think it's happening with this Yankee team.
No. I mean,
and even I heard Bradford talking about it last night. Toronto's underachieving. You know, they may get people fired in Toronto. Could Toronto make a run? I don't know. Does that happen? You know, it seems like it's the Sox and Tampa down the stretch.
Yes, and you just think the Sox don't have
They could win the East, but not win the World Series.
I know, you keep saying that. They could face a better team in the playoffs and lose. They could face a better team in the World Series and lose.
I know.
That's how sports work.
No what?
Crap.
I know. No.
You should feel bad about yourself right now for the
love. Why? Like, because I'm not being an ass?
You're not having a take. You don't have to. You can have a take without being an ass.
Yeah,
I think that's
really
what the problem with you on the radio. Really. You think you have to be an ass to have a take. Or to have a take, you have to be an ass.
They kind of go hand
just have
hand.
A take.
I'm just being honest, Andrew. This is how I feel about the team. My take is not to have one. How's that? David in the car. You're up on WEEI.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. So. I have mixed feelings about Alex Cora being a manager of the year. I find that, I'm not saying he doesn't have the qualifications for it, what's going on, especially if they go to the World Series, and especially if they were to win. But after he was suspended, he was questionable for cheating, and even with the Red Sox, was questionable. Okay, there's a lot of questions that are unanswered. And now this guy comes back, he's doing a good job, he's got good players. Let's not just give the credit to him. You've got to give a lot of credit to these players. This reminds me of the 2013 Red Sox, where you had this kind of nobody type of team, and they were just playing well. Yeah. And I find that's what's happening here. And I find that if you give the manager of the year, you're almost sending a message out to say, it's okay to do this, to be questionable about if you cheated when you came to Boston, you take a year out, however that was agreed upon, and now you come back, and because your team did well, we're promoting you for doing what you did, so to speak.
David, Hey, David, are you pissed off after last night's win?
Am I pissed off at what?
Are you pissed off after last night's loss, I should say?
I am and I'm not. I mean, they should have won, but you know what? It's not the same rivalry it was years ago.
Right. I hear you, David. Not. Thanks, good call. Thank you,
David.
We
don't cheat in Boston.
Not the same rivalry, and it's not...
You go spaz.
It's not football, and that's what's ruined it. Football, okay. One game, you start saying, oh, my God, the sky is falling,
right.
Or we're great, blah, blah.
I mean, Shaughnessy wrote it in 2004. It's never going to be the same, and he was right.
But we've also been engulfed in football mentality. The reality is, football is 10 times more important than baseball, literally, numerically.
And at 10 o'clock, we'll talk
it's
about
10
it.
10 times more important.
It is.
What about Alex Cora?
Update out of the Olympics in Tokyo.
Oh, yes.
8-1 start for the U.S. Let me refresh to make sure it holds true. 11-1 start. U.S. up 67-63 over France.
They're going to win the game. U.S. is going to win the game.
Okay.
They're going to win this game.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to win it.
Yeah, good try.
That's my hot take.
Hot take. Guarantee it. You're going to guarantee it? If they lose.
It's on me. I cursed them.
If they lose, you shave your head.
No way. This hair? No way.
I heard you shaved it for a role, John Anderson said.
John was a little misinformed.
It was so awkwardly awesome.
Spaz, did you hear that?
Yeah. I almost hit the floor back here. I was going to say.
So awkwardly
because
awesome.
Because I thought about it for a second. I go, wait a second. Didn't Gary go through chemo?
Didn't Gary have cancer? Yeah. By the way, Jimmy Fund coming up at the end of the month. And if you want to start donating, donate now. I have no problem saying if you have a couple bucks, donate it to Dana-Farber.
Damn right.
I will take this opportunity to do so.
You know how we put together all the highlights for the Jimmy Fund and audio clips?
Right.
Remember when we had that caller that said something to the effect like, Gary, I hate you, but I'm glad you survived cancer so
right.
I can still hate you?
Tremendous.
Something like that.
The best call ever. Yeah. Gary, I hate you, but I'm glad cancer didn't kill you so I can still hate you. You know something, dude? Me too. Me too. From your lips to God's ears. From your lips to God's ears.
At least give the name of the movie.
What's that?
What was the name of the movie again? I don't know.
I care a lot.
It's on Netflix.
I care a lot on Netflix. You haven't watched it yet.
I have.
I can't remember.
I saw it.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
You ask ever. No, it was fine.
She was like, I can't remember.
It was fine.
I can't remember crap.
It was fine. I thought it was a little cuckoo.
Oh, it is. That's why I like it. Oh, it's a little. It's off, man. Yeah. It's off kilter. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Is there going to be a sequel? I don't think so.
Don't give away the ending, dude. I mean, what are you going to do there?
I don't know. They always find creative ways to have sequels or prequels.
Well, no, that's the Avengers. I mean, right. I'm watching Black Widow like, wait a minute, didn't she die?
Right.
Oh, this is the prequel.
You got to be more creative to have a prequel or a sequel.
I got to tell you right now, from a screenwriter's perspective, when they said it's okay to make a prequel in Hollywood, the Writers Guild of America stood up and cheered.
Right.
It was like, yes! Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Steve, you're up on WEEI.
I think you got to go back here and talk about why the Red Sox aren't as popular as they used to be. Keep in mind, in 2003, when they lost to the Yankees, that offseason, there was no such offseason. Talk radio was 90% the Red Sox. The Patriots were on their way to their third Super Bowl, and there was like 2 weeks around it where you talked about it, and it was back to the Red Sox. It was basically no offseason. Between 03 and 04. Yes, they won in 04. And of course it changed things, but you've also got demographics in play. They're a lot older. A lot of these fans are no longer with us. I mean, you talk to people that are 50 up, that's a lot of their fan base. So it's been, nobody had it like the Red Sox had it, by the way. Prior to 04, I don't even care about the Patriots now. They carried the offseason.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Steve, there's no doubt about it. Steve, and I'm up against it. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. There's no doubt about it. I remember when Alex Rodriguez was, Alex Rodriguez was going to the Red Sox. Was there a deal? It was Alex Rodriguez and the Red Sox from Texas, and that was involved, and Lucchino was involved in all that. And
it was a done deal until the PA squashed it, the commissioner's office, the money.
Correct. And I just remember. Because the Patriots, I think, had just won the Super Bowl. It was around the same time. I got to look. I have my dates confused. But I just remember a very powerful voice in Foxborough being upset that the Red Sox were above the fold during football season.
So that Jonathan was mad at you.
I can't say. I'm not going to say anything. He wasn't mad at me. Not at me. But, I mean, there was a frustration with the Patriots, and I understand it for a while. I mean, now it's totally
the
reversed.
Pursuit. I mean, it's human nature. Like, even in romance, right? Like, the pursuit.
Okay, where's this going?
No, you know this to be true. Like, when you're, like, pursuing, courting a girl, and then you settle into a comfortable relationship, it's not the same.
No, it's all about the hunt.
Right. And that's what it was for
thing.
The Red Sox.
Right.
Disappointment, chasing.
So, Spaz, what Andy is saying is he's bored with his marriage.
No, not at all. Spaz is bored with his.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
He invited Fourier into their boudoir.
Well, that before they invited me in too.
Everybody's welcome. My wife went to a strip club last night. It's all good.
Did you go with her?
No, I'm not allowed to go. That's that.
Wait, which kind of strip club?
The Squire. That kind.
Is that boys or girls?
No, it's girls. Okay. It's ladies.
Who'd she go with?
Herself. She went. I watched the kids.
I think we just got our next segment. I'm very intrigued by this.
Wait a minute. What?
Your wife went to a strip club, women stripping.
Right. Which is
by herself.
By herself.
You know what?
Did
she come? Did she come home by herself?
Yes,
stop
she
it.
Came home by
and
herself.
And is she? When we say by Andy. Herself, is by the
Andy.
Appropriate portion of that sentence?
This is the perfect tease. More right after this on WEEI.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Dude, the guy.
Back here at Tank Wayne Hart, 617-779-7937. I don't know what has happened to the show this morning.
Derailed.
Completely derailed. When Spaz brought the fact that his lovely wife, who I spoke with, and she's very nice, and she happens to be a fan of Gary Tangway, from what I understand.
Oh, she's a huge fan of yours.
And then she goes to a strip club last night alone. Was it for the food?
I don't think it's for the food. No, I don't think so. I think she just enjoys doing things by herself, which I'm fine with. I'm not an overbearing person.
Wait a minute. There are millions of places you can go by yourself. Walk in the woods, the library, coffee shop. She chose a very specific place to go by herself.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. Do you think there's something weird about a woman going to a strip club by
100%
herself?
100% yes.
Why is that? Would you let your wife go to a strip club?
No.
Why not?
Because there's two issues here. There's the what she's going to view issue would give me potential insecurities as to what her desires
are. If it's another woman, it would. Are you afraid that your wife's going to leave you for another woman?
Possibly. But also, aren't there a lot of dirty, creepy men at strip clubs?
There's a lot of dirty, creepy men
that she could be going home with.
That's it. But she's not. And if she
is. Are you sure?
See, I don't worry about that stuff. I'm very secure in myself.
They have trust.
No,
good luck with trust.
It's nothing to do with trust, Hanger. Have you seen me? I think I'm a stud. That's just the way it is. Most people think I'm 5 foot nothing, mustache bald. I think I'm 6 foot tall, and I'm the man.
Well, I think that Spaz is a wonderful husband and father, and I think
him talk about how much he hates going home to his wife and kids.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an act.
It's a kind of a play. It's like any guy.
It's kind of an act. But when I hear Spaz when he's on vacation, he goes to Maine with the kids. I think he's a wonderful husband and father, and I think that she probably appreciates that and its stability.
But
and
what does she appreciate at a strip club? Is my question.
It's a little naughty.
Naked girls.
So does she like does she like women?
No, I don't think she likes women. I just think in general she likes naked. That's the only
so
way
what
I can put
she
it.
Go on like what is it? Naked. Chip and Dale night,
right?
Well, she's been to those before too. So she wants to go to a nudist colony. I'm not into that because I'm not into being naked in front.
She wants to go to like hedonism
wherever. She likes that stuff. She walks around the house naked. That's her thing. So she goes to see girls naked. Maybe she's stripped. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Amateur
I don't ask.
Night.
I don't
Tequila
ask.
Tequila makes
don't
her
care.
Clothes come off.
I don't know what to do now.
Gary, it's like really. This.
How do I go to, is Rafi Devers the next David Ortiz after that?
Listen, I can segue to that. She went to the Red Sox game a few days ago with her girlfriends.
Naked.
No, but they did twerk in the stands, and there's videos of them twerking.
I love her. She's a hot ticket. Okay, good for her. Man, where's the Squire again?
It's in Revere.
Oh, that's right.
It's right on Squire Road. Place is phenomenal. I don't get to go, though. I haven't been to a strip club in ages.
So she can go, but you can't go?
Oh, there's such a double standard in my house. I can't do anything, and my wife can. But I'm not here. I don't get upset about it because I'm not really here to tell people what to do with their lives. If you want to do something.
No, she is. She's here to tell you what to do.
That's every single wife on the planet. Gary was with his wife yesterday. Sounds like a nice lady, but I'm sure they were going where she wanted to go. Is that correct?
Or of course.
See?
Yeah, but the difference, there's a difference between the pair of you going where she wants to go. And her going somewhere and saying, you stay home, but you don't ever go to this place.
Would you let your wife go to a strip club alone? 617-779-7937.
That's the next thing. Would you? I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. If you're going to tell people what to do, they're going to be miserable and they're going to leave you. That's it. And they're going to do what they want to do no matter what. So if let's say your wife wanted to cheat on you and you got up her butt about cheating on her, about her cheating.
Oh, I agree with that.
She's going to do it no matter what. So there's no reason to get mad about it. Say, whatever, fine. But it's not for me. So if my wife was hooking up with someone else, I'd say, hey, I wouldn't get mad. I'd say, hey, it's not for me. I'm going to move on.
Just seems like there's a little bit of a double standard here.
Oh, there's a huge double standard. I can't do anything.
But that's marriage, though.
I can't do anything. I haven't hung out with my friends in 10 years.
But overall,
you know, see, his wife in consecutive nights has gone to Fenway Park with the girls in a strip club by herself. Meanwhile, he's at home. He's not allowed to do anything.
He can't talk to his friends.
Right.
Have you met his friends?
I think we hear some of them on the audio clips he plays.
Have you been talking to my wife, Gary? Because that's exactly what she says to everybody. Have you met his friends? They're not bad guys.
Spaz, you're precious. I love you. Thanks for being back on the show.
Your wife is tremendous.
All right, we just covered the Red Sox and last night's game. And whether you're frustrated or angry or whether you're like me, still wondering if they're the real deal. And I think they're the real deal to an extent.
Uh-oh.
Can they win the World Series?
Update out of Tokyo.
What
Sorry
do we got?
To interrupt. 21 seconds to play. France 78, United States 74.
Really?
Yep. The flurry of scoring that had given the U.S., I think, a six-point lead early in the fourth quarter is now a four-point deficit with under a half a minute to play.
Okay. Well, we're going to – coming up next, we are going to talk about Bradley Beal and the fact that the Celtics are – Brad Beal. And the fact that the Celtics are one of four teams that he has agreed to be traded to.
Preferred destination is, I believe.
I believe that's the way they say it. So,
does that mean he's going to be here?
It depends if the Celtics want to give him Jalen Brown, because they're not going to.
I know why it's Brad Beal, because the guy who's going to make the deal is Brad Stevens. No one calls him Bradley Stevens.
No, it wouldn't fit. Now, see, if you called Brad Bradley Stevens, he would look like a nerd. But if you say Bradley Beal, I think he's esteemed.
Wait, you think Brad Stevens doesn't look like
a nerd?
Well,
he would even be more. I think
you could call him Tupac Shakur, and he looks like a nerd.
Anyways, Andy Hart hates Tom Brady. We're going to hate the Team USA basketball team, because this, if this indeed does happen, that France does beat them, we'll update that in a minute, I will absolutely trounce on them. Do you want Bradley Beal coming to the Celtics? Will you give up Jalen Brown? All those things are on the docket right here on Sports Radio Tanguay and Hart, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.